I shall return later to the, in my view, idolatrous and indeed blasphemous idea that the United States, or any other nation, is a sort of pagan god which has to have literature offered up to it as a burnt sacrifice, and that one sort of literature should be unacceptable to its nostrils. I also would like to make an overall remark right here and now, and that is that I challenge the assumption that any kind of material whatever, or any kind of characters whatever, are necessarily suitable or unsuitable for literature. It seems to me that this is something which depends entirely on the writer. What is suitable literature? What is suitable material for the literature which I am going to write? Material that I know about, material that I can be passionate about, material that I can relate to the surrounding scene, to the rest of the cultural picture of my time or of the time about which I am writing. There seems to be really no other criterion. And I do not believe that there is the most obscure, unemployed homosexual in the remotest packing house shanty on the smallest of all the city dumps, who nevertheless doesn't have some relation to the cultural picture as a whole. Because, of course, what this writer, or junta of writers, is suggesting is that certain subjects are absolutely unsuitable because they are not only unworthy of the United States, which is in itself, as I say, I find an idolatrous remark, but secondly, that they are somehow or other unsuitable because they are out of the main stream of life. This is nonsense. Everything that is in nature is natural.